The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
Well, whenever we hear that fanfare for 21st Century Fox, it's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And Matt, you went to a movie this week that has a long title, and it may be an interesting story, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, so writer-director Martin McDonagh, most famous for his film In Bruges, directs this film and writes this film, and it is about a woman living in Missouri, played by Frances McDormand, Oscar winner for Fargo, and her daughter was raped and murdered a year before, and she is upset by the lack of progress in the investigation, and so she rents three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri, and calls out the police chief, played by Woody Harrelson, why aren't you doing anything to solve this crime? So that's really the jumping-off point of the film. It is alternately funny and shocking in spots. McDormand is very good, although I don't see an Oscar win for her. I guess we'll get into that in a bit. I'm going to be an outlier on this film, Doug. The critics have mostly liked this film. There's a lot of awards buzz for this film. I'm a little baffled by that. It is not a bad film, but it is nowhere near a great film. Huh. There are tonality shifts, emotional shifts in this film that are quite shocking, and I think a little bit poorly handled. You know, Quentin Tarantino has perfected what we call screwball violence. He's kind of perfected that weird line that he walks between violence and comedy. And McDonagh sometimes doesn't quite walk that line, in my opinion anyway, the right way in this picture. He definitely didn't with one of his other films, Seven Psychopaths, which doesn't work at all. And I guess, like I said, I'm baffled that this film is getting this much awards buzz. I have a lot of friends that have really liked this film a lot. I think people should see it. Kind of that small town rural atmosphere is well done. Woody Harrelson's very good as the police chief. Sam Rockwell is getting some supporting actor Oscar buzz as his dim-witted underling.
Is he a Barney Fife?
He's a Barney Fife, but he's a scary Barney Fife.
Okay.
And his characterization is interesting. He's very good in the film, but there is a personality shift that will occur with his character that's completely implausible. I found it completely implausible, and it almost wrecks the film for me. And so people are going to have to judge what I'm talking about, whether that is completely implausible or if they're okay with what's going on. I don't think McDormand's performance, although it's very good, is quite – to me, it's not quite an Oscar-winning performance. I think she'll get nominated. I think Rockwell and Harrelson will get nominated. But really, the film reminded me of one of these rural law enforcement-type films that we've seen a lot of. It's a little better than some of them, but I have to wonder, Doug, if it would have been released in May, would there be a lot of awards talk about it? That's my real problem with this film, is I just think it was released at the right time, and some critics have gotten on board with it. Look, I think it's watchable. It's worth seeing, but it is not a great film, and I just am going to be one of the outliers on this. I found the emotions to the film to be very confusing.
Well, it's described as a comedy, crime, mm-hmm. drama. Is this more of an art house film than a big screen deal?
I don't think it's an art house film at all. I don't know what it wants to be. A friend of mine who I was talking to on Facebook who's really into movies said they thought it was a film that didn't know what it wanted to be. And I really think that is, if I can nail this down and put this down to the nubs, that's really what it is, Doug. Is it a comedy? Is it an ultra-violent, shocking film? Or is it some kind of redemption message film about police brutality and revenge and things like that? Those are very evident in the film, and those are very interesting. There are a lot of themes like that, but it's like three different films, and I don't know if it know what it wants to be.
You mentioned Frances McDormand winning the Oscar for Fargo, and of course, when Fargo came out 20 years ago now, mm-hmm. People in North Dakota and in Fargo in particular were a little bit miffed at being, you know, handled that way. We don't talk that way, kind of stuff, you know, getting uptight about it. Are Missouri folks going to feel a little uptight about this movie?
They might. Yeah, they might. I think Rockwell's performance, particularly as the bumpkin, redneck, violent cop who does not play by the rules, might rub people the wrong way. Harrelson will kind of redeem that a little bit, I think, with his performance, but there might be a little blowback. It's kind of that rural Missouri, Doug. This is not big city Missouri. This is almost the South. As you know, Doug, mm-hmm. parts of Missouri, you're in the South, and that's really what is going on here. Again, I think people should see it. I think the acting is very good. Peter Dinklage is in it. He's very good in the film. He has an interesting cameo in the film. There was a flashback I wasn't wild about either that I'm not sure.
Well, Peter Dinklage won a Golden Globe, didn't he, for Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. He's a phenomenal actor, and he has a very nice role in this film as kind of a townsperson that sort of sides with Frances McDormand. That's a big part of the story, too, Doug, is who sides with her with what she's doing and who thinks she's going over the top and criticizing the police chief. So you got factions within the town that are very divided on what McDormand is doing. She is sassy, though. She's brilliant. She's always a great actress. You know, it's one of those tailor-made roles for Frances McDormand. I just don't know if the film is good enough to warrant her winning an Oscar. And I don't think Rockwell and Harrelson will win because Willem Dafoe, you can write it down, is going to win the supporting actor Oscar for The Florida Project.
Well, I'm really intrigued by this movie. It's not just the title. I kind of want to see this one. So I will gauge your reaction to it as I'm watching.
And I want to see what you think of it. If you think about what I thought or if you're more with the majority of critics have really loved it.
Well, I always ask you an Oscar trivia question, and I have this little website I'm never going to tell anybody about.
Okay. Don't tell me.
Which has some pretty good ones in it. And this one caught my eye. This is really out of left field, but among stand-up comedians, Steve Martin, Bob Hope, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Stephen Wright, and Will Rogers, who is the only one to have won an Oscar in a competitive category?
Can you repeat those again?
Steve Martin, Bob Hope, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Stephen Wright, and Will Rogers. This is a tough one.
I don't think any of them have won in a competitive category.
Stephen Wright won the 1988 Oscar for Best Live Action Short.
Oh, wow.
For The Appointment of Dennis Jennings, shared with the film's director, Dean Parisot.
Okay. Well, that was an obscure one for sure.
It definitely was. And you have to get real obscure to beat Matt O'Leary.
And Hope and Martin had got honorary Oscars, of course. Right?
Yes, they have.
Okay.
Well, we've been to the movies with Matt O'Leary.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.